Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McLean!
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week alohas to you. You have arrived at a propitious moment because we're about to begin the second hour, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And as we do each Thursday at this time, we are joined by the chairman of the South Carolina GOP, Drew McKissick, to talk about current events, including, Drew, the righteous indignation, or maybe that's the unrighteous indignation, of the Democrats who are now holding their breath until they turn blue in the wake of the announcement from the South Carolina GOP that there will be no presidential primary in 2020. And as a result, some members of the Republican Party saying, hey, you know what? We don't have a dance scheduled. Let's go to the Democrats' dance. And they don't like this suggestion much, Drew.
Bob, good to be with you. Thank you.
You bet.
You know, I can't help what they don't like. What they don't like could fill a bunch of encyclopedias.
Yeah,
you know,
no kidding.
That doesn't really show up on our things to care about radar screen every day. but you know, I mean, look, I mean, if I'm them, yeah, you know, just like the media, you know, they would love to see a primary situation, not just here, but all across the country, with people beating up on President Trump.
Sure.
Which, you know, quite frankly, the base of the party is completely uninterested in. And there was even a poll done, I think, by the Post and Courier about three weeks ago, polling South Carolina Republican primary voters, you know, with the idea of, you know, a potential Sanford candidacy. And I think Trump was at the, I think it was 95% and Sanford was at 2 or something like that.
You know? I think even the pundits would refer to that as a plurality, Drew.
Well, you know, I mean, that leads me to my conclusion that, you know, if there were a market for a President Sanford, then we would still have a Congressman Sanford.
Well, obviously. Yeah, probably so.
In the first district, yeah. Landed their verdict on that last year.
Exactly. You know, it's going to be interesting, and I love the way they get their feathers ruffled over these suggestions, because there are some, you know, in the some people that I have spoken with who said, hey, look, this is a perfect opportunity to turn the tables, because realistically, remind me again, Drew, how many Democrats are in statewide office right now?
Statewide, that would be 0.
Yeah, that was my thinking. And so based on that, for the Democrats, you know, it's a fool's errand to go and vote in their primary, and they're fully cognizant of that. So what do? They cross over into the GOP primary and try and muddy the waters, whatever simile you want to use, throw a monkey wrench into the works, what have you. So now we find the tables somewhat turned, the situation reversed, and frankly, a lot of people are relishing the opportunity to go out in the Democrat primary and make sure that, I don't know, whomever you think the least likely candidate, and boy, there's a wide list to select from, is in the Democrat field, vote for them. You know, whether it's Tulsi Gabbard with her billboards all over the place, or whether it's Marianne Williamson or whoever it may be.
Well, you know, there the real problem, I think, there is to figure out which one is the more socialist of the bunch.
I know it.
And, yeah, you know, the problem is between now and February, and this is really the political problem that they have. I mean, it is now, you know, September.
Yep.
And you've got that many more months to go between now and February, and you've got, was it still 20, 21 some odd candidates supposedly in the race.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day between now and then, they're all trying to outlift one another in order to get attention in such a big crowd.
Yep.
And so the end result is going to be by the time they get to February, you know, it's I mean, you think it's a clown show now. I mean, every other day you have another one jumping out saying, you know, something else in life ought to be free.
Right.
And, you know, some other debt ought to be canceled and, you know, something else needs to be taken over. And, you know, so who knows where we'll be in February, but it's certainly not going to be anywhere that, you know, voters in South Carolina in a general election are going to be attracted to.
Yeah, I agree. The smell of desperation from so many of these Democrat candidates. I mean, yeah, now you've got Andrew Yang, who is body surfing in videos on social media and now is challenging President Trump to a one-on-one basketball game. I mean, look, you know, the relevancy of the issues has been depleted pretty seriously by these folks.
Well, look, and on the flip side, and that's the great thing about this, and honestly, that's another great thing here about the situation with, you know, them having a primary here now and we're not, is their stupidity, quite frankly, is going to be fully on parade.
That's true.
For everybody to see. And you know, the further they go with this sort of craziness, I mean, the more that we can message ourselves by way of contrast.
Right.
And so, you know, I'd say on the flip side there, well, you know, today, I think, or yesterday, we got the 150th Trump judge appointed to the bench and approved by the Senate. And again, you know, week after week, more regulations being rolled back. You know, week after week, we're making, you know, more progress with whether it's, you know, trade issues related to China, help businesses, or whether it's, you name it, things dealing with the economy. I mean, look, we'll stack that message of progress up against what they're selling every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
You know, and it's amazing. They want to talk about helping the middle class, and yet you look at the numbers, the lowest ever unemployment figures in American history for African Americans and for Latinos, for Hispanics.
Exactly.
I seem to recall somebody who was on the other side of the aisle saying several decades ago, it's the economy, stupid. And all they can do is, you know, a crazy Uncle Joe Biden is out there. Oh, we're on the tipping point of recession and the world is coming to an end. We're all going to die. You know, it's just, I mean,
that's basically it. That's the message. We're all going to die.
That's right.
Don't worry.
You know, so,
I mean, they can only keep up that level of hysteria for so long.
But I think your point is well made, Drew. And we're talking with Drew McKissick, who's the chairman of the South Carolina GOP, as we do every week at this time. I think your point is well made, you know, about marshaling resources here for us and for them putting their lunacy on display. That's why I have said people have called the show and they said, do we really have to continue to watch these Tom Steyer TV ads? You know, the guy's a moron. And I said, look, he's spending millions of dollars a day that he might as well be taking out into the parking lot and burning in a dumpster. Because, he can't even get to the point where he made the debate field for tonight. So more power to him, I say.
The only people who are happy are the people on the TV stations, you know. And
you
I mean,
bet.
And the viewers who are tired of used car ads or lawyer ads.
That's
you know,
right.
Place for a couple of months.
Yeah, exactly. what do you see happening tonight? Because they are building this up as, you know, now all of the big three, Pocahontas, And Kamala Harris, crazy commie Uncle Bernie, and Joe Biden, that's four actually, will all be on stage in Houston tonight. This should be rich.
It should be interesting just to see how Biden plays things with Elizabeth Warren. This first time that they've been on the same stage together. And so there was a poll, I think, this morning, which had he and her tied and or had her ahead by one point in one poll or something. So, you know, they're neck and neck, margin of error. And, you know, and then watch. I mean, 'cause look, what he's looking for, quite frankly, is hopefully to have South Carolina save his bacon, because he does better than she does or Bernie does with black voters. I think 60% of South Carolina Democratic turnout is going to be in the African-American community. So that's where he's going to try to make up his ground. But, you know, he's still got Booker and Kamala Harris out there. You know, if they start to cut a little bit out of his hide as far as that crowd goes, well, then that's going to hurt him. And he's already probably going to get bested out in Iowa by Bernie's people. And
probably,
Massachusetts is right next door to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And she lives, so that's going to help her. So it's going to be interesting. It really will.
Yeah, there's a rough path for him in the early going in the primaries in the Iowa caucuses. And then in New Hampshire, of course, they're right next to Vermont. So if Bernie is still breathing by then, you know, then
right.
he's got, so he
right.
comes to South Carolina. And yeah, Biden's going to have a lot on the line in South Carolina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it comes down to his support in the black community. And I would be real curious to see whether or not anybody from Team Obama or Obama himself ever gets engaged before that point.
Yeah.
You know, if there's any loyalty there, and there hasn't been so far, so maybe that's telling people something already. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's been interesting that there's been criticism even in the Democrat debates about Obama's administration, his
exactly.
8 years worth and what was done. So it's going to be interesting to watch, and we will do it from the sidelines. And Drew, as always, we appreciate your input. I think it's certainly going to be an entertaining 2020 campaign.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good talking with you, Drew, and we'll talk with you again next Thursday, and we'll get the reaction to the debate and whatever else has transpired since then.
All right. Thanks, sir. Have a good one.
You bet. You too. Drew McKissick is the chairman of the South Carolina GOP. 17 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back as Biden's handlers are outraged. They're crying foul over the vitriolic attacks on bumbling Biden's blunders. A lot of alliteration in there. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. It is 4:23 here on the Thursday afternoon edition. How are we doing on the temperature? I didn't keep up because it looks as if we're going to have a record-breaking high temperature today. Moneypenny is going to check on that. I know yesterday, I think we came within 1 degree yesterday.
96.
96 right now. I think that maybe is a tie for the record. We'll keep an eye on it, and whatever it is, it's doggone hot. I know that. To the phones we go this afternoon on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. Boiling Springs is my next stop, and Scott is my next guest on the show. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Bob and Mac. How are you, sir?
So far, so good.
Good. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, my friend.
Aha! Well, I'll tell you what, that gives me an opportunity to clear the cobwebs out of the cowbell, which I haven't used for a while. So there you go. There's your welcome as a first-time caller, Scott. Great to have you here.
Thank you, sir, and I'm a big Clemson Tiger fan. How's that?
Go Tigers.
All right. Here's my point, Bobby. I'll get right to the point. I am really tired of the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, and all them leftist liberals spending all this unearned money to try to impeach somebody that hasn't done anything wrong. I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah, well, I understand that, and I fully agree with you. And look, it points out the central fact of just how desperate they are. The reason they're doing this, why Nadler is forming this committee to investigate whether or not they should file impeachment charges against President Trump, it just shows they got nothing.
I know, man. It's killing me, man. It's killing me.
You know, it's interesting that this is the path they choose to go with all the problems we have in this country. And look, you've heard the audio. I've played it on the program. Pelosi and Schumer, all the rest, preaching about how we have to have secure borders before they recognized that they needed the votes of all the illegals to get here. And so now have changed their tune. But with the tsunami of illegals coming across the border, are the Democrats doing anything about it other than inviting them in?
Hell no.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
But I appreciate your program, my friend. And like I said, you do really good work, and I appreciate all your points of view because I agree with what you do.
Very kind, Scott. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And great of you to call and be a first-time caller. In my email today, hey, Bobby Mack, I heard you mention recently several poor attitude celebrities that we run into during life. This one is a classic. I was traveling a lot for Uncle Sam and was heading from D.C. to Albuquerque for a balloon fiesta. I was able to get a seat in first class with another great gentleman that had a terrific set of values. We were seated behind James Brown, the sports anchor for the NFL, on his way to Dallas. During the flight, Brown was approached by a 9-year-old boy seeking his autograph. His response was very disrespectful and saw the little guy going back to his father in tears. My seatmate and I had some great opinions that we shared over the seat to Brown, but the best came from across the aisle from George Will and Pat Schroeder, who proceeded to dress Brown down with gusto. Apparently, his success went straight to his head. The phrase, "What a maroon, what a nincompoop."
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Really applied to this moron. I never watched his pre- or post-game shows ever again. From Frank in Spartanburg. Yeah, that's interesting. James Brown, at the same time that I was in Washington at Channel 7, James Brown was, he's a Harvard, I think he played basketball at Harvard. He was across the street at Channel 9, and I never met him. We never bumped into each other. We never covered the same things, but I had not heard that. But man, you know, you got a little kid coming up to you wanting an autograph? And you act like a jerkopotamus. I don't know. You know, look, I'm not really jumping on the bandwagon of being critical of somebody in a situation like that because I'm well aware. I, to the best of my knowledge, I've never done it. But I understand that everybody can have the worst day of your life, and if you happen to be approached by somebody when you're having the worst day of your life, then you could react in a way that would be more negative than you typically would. But look, you know, when you're dealing with a kid, they don't care if you're having a bad day or not. They just want your autograph. Joe Biden's campaign has lashed out over sustained and vitriolic attacks on the 76-year-old Democrat's troubling senior moments, which even Democrat media operative Stephen Colbert called him out on last week. Yes, I pronounced his name. Well, actually, the family pronounces their name Colbert. I don't know of anybody who has taken as sustained and vitriolic a negative pounding as Biden, who has come through it with the strength he has, a top Biden advisor told Politico. So why isn't the argument not that he's a fragile front runner, but instead, why is this guy so strong? Did you hear what this guy actually said? I don't know of anybody who has taken as sustained and vitriolic a negative pounding as Biden. Has this guy been living under a rock for the past 3.5 years? How about the sustained and vitriolic negative pounding that the media has administered to the President of the United States? What Biden's got is a justified level of criticism because he comes across as a buffoon who doesn't know what he's talking about, makes it up half the time. So for this guy to complain about the treatment of Biden, pretty laughable. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, back with the second half of hour number two, and that will include today's edition of Amazing True Facts. Don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Headed for a record high temperature. Fortunately, I think by this time next week, we should be back down to more near normal stuff, which would be around mid-80s. But today, it looks like it is going to be a record breaker. In on my text line here at 23 before 5, Bob, whoever would have thought that smoking would be a safer alternative to vaping? This strikes me as a kind of big brotherish on the overreach side. The argument they're using is that, 6 people have died from vaping. I hate to break it to the media, but that many people are shot to death in Chicago every weekend. Bob, the James Brown airplane story is the first time in years that reaching across the aisle has yielded positive results. Tony and Pickett. Bob, Steve Garvey of the Dodgers spit on a kid asking for an autograph. From Gerald and Cowpens. Wow, there's a bit of an overreaction. Bob, per the James Brown email, I thought he was an ordained minister, and he treated a little kid like that? Hey, Bobby, love the show as always. The way that ZipRecruiter voice says needle is so annoying. Carry on. Thank you, sir. Bobby, with no Republican primary in South Carolina, I think Operation Chaos should commence. We should pick the Democrat who will take the worst drubbing by President Trump. Creepy Uncle Joe. Drew and I were discussing earlier, Drew McKissick, the chairman of the South Carolina GOP, this is a long list of nominees for people to be the pinata for President Trump. Bob, Tom Steyer isn't handsome enough to get elected. He could play an evil villain in a Bond movie. He never had to wear a mask when trick-or-treating. Looks matter. They always have. There were many who contended back in the day that the reason Richard Nixon lost to John F. Kennedy, besides the fact that old Joe, JFK's dad, did a deal with the mafia to make sure that Illinois went to the Democrats, which he did. He did do that. During the first televised debates that they had, Kennedy had been out playing golf and in his sailboat and had a nice summertime tan. and Nixon had not. And Nixon also had a heavy beard, one of those where, you know, you need to shave twice a day. And on television, Nixon looked pasty white. And this, we're talking about the days of black and white TV now, too, which predates many of you, I know. But, yeah, television used to be black and white only, wasn't even in color. And Kennedy looked much better. And the makeup artist before the debate came to the two candidates and said, you know, would you like me to do your makeup? And Kennedy said, no, I don't need any, because, of course, he was tanned. And so since JFK wasn't taking makeup, Nixon didn't take it either, and he looked bad. People who listened to the debate on radio and didn't see the two thought that Nixon had won the at least the first debate, hands down. So, yeah, it's sad, but it's true. Looks certainly do play a part. Bobby, as Uncle Joe says, we're only interested in facts, not truth. The truth is, he's a gaffer. Bobby, I heard Murphy has the dirt on the Democrats and is planning a run against AOC, and that's why he left Vermont. Bobby, the Bill Dreyer commercials are worse than Catching Murphy from Brian and Duncan. All the promises coming from the Dems reminds me of a Merle Haggard song, Rainbow Stew. There you go. Bobby, are we sure Biden will be there, or will they have to televise him in from Little Rock, Arkansas? Wherever he is. He's not sure where he is, wherever he is. Bobby, there is a growing list of retail establishments who are prohibiting open carry. So are most gun owners, including yourself, going to boycott these establishments? Which begs the question, where will you buy groceries and prescription drugs? Care to opine? Well, it's a non-issue here in South Carolina. We are not an open carry state. They are not saying if you have a CWP, don't carry here. Now, they may, some of these individual businesses may have those, you know, no firearms allowed signs, but I've already discussed how I deal with those. Bobby, these different companies asking people not to open carry. I'm sorry, it just skipped on me here. Wait a second. Let me get it back to the beginning. Where is it? Yeah. What is wrong with this thing? It's skipping all over the place. Bobby, these different companies asking people not to. Why is this thing doing this? Every time I try and get back to that point, it's skipping around. And I have the auto stream turned off. Let me turn it on and turn it off again. All right, here we are. I'm going to try and get down to this particular text and see if it skips on me. Well, so far, so good. Bobby, these different there it goes. What is wrong with this stupid thing? Let me hold it there. Bobby, these different companies asking people not to open carry, even if the state allows it, it just kills me how idiotic these people are. The criminal isn't going to stop, turn around, and go back home. I mean, they're called criminals for a reason, because they break the law. But that aside, hey, look. I just skipped again. Hey, look, a squirrel. Why not punish the ones that don't follow the law, the people that do these mass shootings? They're not going to see a sign that says gun-free zone and go home. All of the law-abiding customers they have are punished as a result. That's the ticket. Yep. Sorry about that. The text line decided it wants to skip all over the place for some reason. News is just in. Moneypenny just handed me this story. South Carolina Republicans vote against offshore drilling ban. Congressman Joe Cunningham, Democrat, one of the two Democrats in the House from South Carolina, wrote the bill. Representative Jeff Duncan offering a new energy proposal, calling the bill that would ban offshore drilling in the Atlantic misguided. And I would agree. U.S. energy exploration and production lowers electric costs for consumers, provides good-paying jobs, safeguards national security, and keeps our country as a global energy leader, Duncan said in a statement after his Wednesday vote against Representative Joe Cunningham's bill, which would have prohibited the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management from offering any tract of the Atlantic for oil and gas leasing over the next decade. All right. The bill passed the House in a vote largely along party lines. Democrats control the House in Washington, including five South Carolina voting, South Carolina Republicans voting against it. Cunningham, a Charleston Democrat, voted for it. And Jim Clyburn, another South Carolina Democrat, not voting on that bill. All right, so that's the latest. 4:45, it's quarter before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and we go to the phones when I come back, and we'll see if we can squeeze in amazing true facts as well here on Thursday.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. You probably would not be aware of this. Well, obviously you wouldn't be. You have no way of knowing. But as part of our deal with the Associated Press, we have to run some commercials for them, right? And they send us the commercials we run that we end up running, including the stupid Murphy, the lost golden retriever. And so I just fired off an email to Mark, who replaced me as the operations manager when I'm set aside my responsibilities as a suit and just became another plebeian and told him, you know, look, the Associated Press has got to get us some different spots. This Murphy, the lost golden retriever, is driving everybody crazy. And I know Mark has a lot on his plate, and I said so in the email, but hopefully you'll be able to. There's got to be more than one commercial they can rotate in there that doesn't, you know, make us all want to go find Murphy and take him and drown him in the river. No. And I've had four golden retrievers, but Murphy is driving me nuts as well. To the phones we go. David is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, David, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Hey, listen, you know, a few years back, not that many years, the state of New York tried to call in all the long guns and guns and basically, they had a party, but nobody turned any guns in, and they quietly took that law off. They never did anything with it. So hopefully folks, when they see these stores that are saying, hey, don't do this, don't do that, whether it's concealed carry or it's open carry, they'll just go in and do what the heck they want to do and pay no attention to the law and always remember the real law is the Constitution. And if it's not constitutional, it's no law at all. And I guess the last thing is, if you want to be dumb enough to disarm yourself to go into a place like that,
right?
Maybe you ought to send the corporate headquarters certified return receipt letter stating that you're doing that, and that if anything happens to you or your loved one while you're in there, you're putting them on notice, and of course make sure that their law firm that represents them is notified as well. You're putting them on notice that you're going to expect them to provide protection for you or your loved one if you're dumb enough to do that.
Yeah, absolutely, and suffer the legal consequences otherwise.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thank you, David. I appreciate the call. The crazy Beto O'Dork now is suggesting, and I guess he's going to look. These guys are all desperate for traction. They all want to increase their polling numbers in the two dozen or however many they have left running for the Democrat presidential nomination. So Beto, I think in the debate tonight, is going to suggest pressuring the credit card companies to disallow firearm purchases. This is how extreme these people are. I mean, this is insanity. And Beto apparently thinks this is a real good solution. Because, of course, the problem is not the individuals, the insane lunatics who are running around committing mass murder. That's not the problem. The problem are the guns, right? To Greenville we go next and bring in Sebastian. Sebastian, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I've been hearing about these closing credit card companies. This is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Sebastian, you need to turn down the volume of your radio. Otherwise, you're going to be really confused because we operate on an 8-second delay. And otherwise, you'll
hear. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is absolutely the worst thing I've ever heard. I mean, not to be personal, but I myself am a safe gun owner. And I'm thinking that the credit card companies should not be shut down and that Americans should have the rights to own guns and purchase whatever they need.
We have since 1791, in fact, when the Bill of Rights was passed. Don't misunderstand, though. Thank you, Sebastian. I appreciate the call. Don't misunderstand. What Beto O'Dorca is suggesting is not shutting down the credit card companies. He wants the anti-gunners to pressure the credit card companies to not approve sales for firearms. I guess it hasn't occurred to him that people could still use cash to buy whatever firearm they wanted, but he apparently thinks that all the mass murders that are committed are done so by people who buy their firearms with a credit card. And so his solution to the problem is to pressure the credit card companies to not allow firearms to be purchased using whatever, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, what have you. Which, again, is more top-down, command-and-control, leftist agenda. That's what these folks are all about. I got about a minute before the news. Let me quickly give that to John in Greenville. Hi, John, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hi, Bobby. On Murphy, I think they have to sell so many books because they got to cover Barack Obama and Clinton on their book deal.
I had not considered that part of the equation. But, yeah, it is a book published by the Associated Press. And so, obviously, they got to push as many Murphy books as possible to help out their bottom line. But it's kind of gotten out of control here.
Definitely.
I appreciate it. Thank you, John. Good to have you along this afternoon. Murphy. Oh, boy. Stand by, because the 5 o'clock folly is the most heavily commuted and heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show, is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.